I mean, we've been working hard the last, really the last 9 years to accomplish this. And, you know, one of our goals was to win a national title for the team. And we said all along that the first thing is we're going to try and win Big Ten conference titles and dominate the conference, which we managed to do the last 6 years, and then try and win a national title, which is a lot more difficult because we're competing with the Floridas and the Texases and the Californias, which are your traditional tennis powerhouses. And so for us to come in there and do that, I think it was a great accomplishment for the team.
And you've had some outstanding individual players, and now it's finally come together with the title.
No, it has. Our individual players have done well over the years, but now, you know, the whole group performing as well as they did, and now being ranked number one in the country and the team to beat, I think that was especially gratifying. And then you know, it's been fun today coming back. Obviously, yesterday winning the national title was a sense of relief, and then to come back, and we've got calls and emails from all our friends and former players from around the country and around the world, and we even got a call from the governor today, so it's been fun.
What's next then? What's the next big thing?
The next for us is that we've got, you know, now we're going to get to enjoy this for a couple of days, then we start back up on Wednesday preparing. We play Miami, a good Miami team, this Sunday, and our goal is to keep our undefeated record intact, and we have some very tough matches coming up. We've got our big rival in the Big Ten, Minnesota, coming up on March 20th, and then before that, though, we have Northwestern, Wisconsin, and then March 2nd, this Sunday at 1 o'clock, we play Miami, and that's at the Atkins Tennis Center. It'll actually be a fun day because we're inviting all kids in the community to come out and watch the tennis, and then they're going to be, we're going to have a clinic, and the kids are going to get to hit with the team members right following the match. So it should be a fun day this Sunday.
Oh, that is fun. Do they have to bring anything?
Just going to come up, show up, and we'll give them rackets, and they're going to get to hit with the team, play some tennis with the team. The team will show them how to play, and so we're inviting all the kids in the community to come out this Sunday. The clinic will be around about 3:30, 4 o'clock following, and the match starts at 1, so I'd say around 3:30, 4 o'clock we'd have the clinic.
You mentioned that the goal is to remain undefeated. Is that realistic? You guys think you can do it?
I think, Elliot, is. Well, you know, I say that now. We've got a tough road ahead. We've got to travel to California and play number 5 ranked Cal and number 9 ranked Pepperdine. Then we've got to travel down to LSU, a top 25 team, play them at their place. They're very difficult to beat there. And then, you know, we've got a lot of matches at home in the conference, and we've got a lot of conference road trips. So it's certainly not going to be easy, but we're capable of it. I think we're good enough to get that done. We would like to go into the outdoor championships, which is in May. We'd like to go into that, you know, undefeated with the number 1 ranking, but there again, we'll just see what happens. There's still a lot of season left. We're 10-0 right now and enjoying a great season.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think it's just exciting for the program. And one thing, we don't have any seniors in this group, so it should be, you know, they've made this accomplishment being still a fairly young team, and hopefully we can keep them all together and continue to repeat this. But it's going to be, you know, it gets difficult. As, you know, we have a huge target on our back, so it gets more and more difficult, but that's part of the challenge. You know, climbing to the top wasn't as difficult as now it has been staying there, but we'll